What? Another surprise episode of KPC Plays D&D. Oh yeah, I'm listening. We actually need to help me think of a new name for this show. Because we changed the name of Kill Pop Culture to Real Pop Culture. So I guess it would be RPC Plays D&D. But RPC is a lot like RPG, so maybe we could do something with that. You know, because D&D's an RPG. Get it? We could, like, do something there. I've been excited about getting this episode out because it's the first episode we've done with the new equipment. Gone are the days of me using my cell phone to record us playing D&D. Matter of fact, the older episodes are of such bad quality that I'm tempted to go back and just delete them all eventually. Another cool thing about this episode is that I thought when we were done with the Dungeons of Fiddick, our last two episodes, I thought we would move on to something totally new, like a whole new thing. And we kind of did, but it was a continuation. We just picked up where we left off. Which was good news to me because I kind of hate starting over. I like it better when it ties together. We have a really cool ship battle. Haven't had a ship battle in a long time. Spoiler alert. There's some ships and some battles. I guess almost any time when you play D&D, if you get on a ship, there's probably going to be a battle. That or a Kraken. You want a battle of Kraken? So anyway, without further ado, here we are doing our thing that we did after the Dungeons of Fiddick. I actually have audio for what happened after this. I just have to locate it and edit it down and get it out there too. So here we go. Roll those 20-sided dice and that beautiful bean footage. Hashtag melancholy ogre. Should I be glad or nervous that you don't have anything in front of you? It's all in your head.
It's wrote down. You wanna read it?
Uh-oh. Alright, so where are we?
Where are y'all? Y'all are whatever y'all doing. Y'all are...
So we're in a town?
Oh, so are we picking up where we left off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how it works, man.
To be continued, and now it's continued. I'm just glad it's not a year later. Like
we're
it was
roll
last
up
time.
The characters. Yeah, no, it's the yeah. Y'all been camping. Y'all been resting.
Okay, we were in the bar. So,
yeah. Whatever y'all done.
What I'm gonna say since we was in
took
the bar,
the quiver, didn't
we?
Yeah, we got paid.
Yeah.
You done your normal shit. Like,
we done ate and drank and
ate, drank, replenished.
Probably done passed out.
You said there was an inn there. I imagine.
Yeah, y'all got rooms.
Rested up.
Yeah.
Killed light wounds.
Something like that.
Hey, well, dude came and got the... Did he get the quiver or did he just get the stuff out of
no,
the
No, hey, the quiver was his. That's
quiver.
What he wanted.
Okay.
That was the artifact that he wanted us to go get.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a question, though, post... Because it doesn't... I guess it doesn't matter now. What if we'd have just got the quiver and gave it to him and it didn't have the dragon horde in it? Was the dragon horde an added bonus for him?
He knew y'all would get the dragon horde.
He knew we would. Okay.
But see, we should have went to the bank, like I said, to begin with, but...
We went to the bar instead.
Yeah. Let me tell you what would have happened, and I'm sure Anthony will confirm this. As soon as we walked in the bank, you'd have been like, where's the quiver? Just like you did when we were in the bar. No matter what we would have done, we were not leaving with that dragon horde.
Yeah,
possible. That's why we come out better.
We're not better, but we came out good. That was a good booty.
Good booty.
A good bounty.
Bounty.
A bountiful booty.
A bouncy booty.
I'm happy with a bouncy booty.
All right. Well, first thing I want to do is go to an armory because I literally have
shit.
I got a decent sword and
you got some pretty good money. Unless you can buy you a good sword.
Leather armor is all I've got.
Well, I think our armor is chainmail. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, we could probably get better armor, but...
So, I'd like to go shopping.
All right.
You're tapping it.
Alright, you're shopping for your shit.
Yeah. I want to get some good armor. Chainmail armor.
Alright.
I got chainmail too. What's the,
what's the what?
AC or whatever on it.
The AC on,
it's four, right?
Yeah. Four?
That's so what's the next level? Is there higher level chainmail in second edition?
No, but there is, but magical chainmail or elven chainmail or something like that. But you can get plate or.
I wonder if it'd be worth it for me to try to upgrade.
Yeah.
I'm in a four AC right now with leather armor.
I think we just done that.
Remember, your character was like rolled up on the fly, mid campaign.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm getting chainmail, so that'll put me at four, right?
Right. Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna go kill that and go shopping. The professor had to do some arena stuff. I want to be sure that I'm protected a little bit.
I don't want Kella to have all the fun. I want to go to the shop too. I want to go to the comic book store with Kella.
I was thinking about this on the way over here because I was like, dude, my guy is literally
naked.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the stuff you got is the stuff you got off them goblins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good on my primary weapon. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, you got like a magical spearhead sword, Claymore.
Claymore, yeah.
You know, since we're adults and we're playing D&D like big old badasses, we should have a computer over here.
He doesn't like that. He don't like that.
That way we can pull up all the stats and stuff we need.
I don't have my armament book here, or I can't find it.
Well, I'm just going to go with
what's those books?
Base
you put
chain
two
mail,
down
so.
There. That ain't nothing in that, is it?
What's your dexterity bonus on there?
Mine's 15.
Let's see where it says dexterity minus one. That's where you got your four.
Five minus one, okay.
It's five minus one.
What do you see?
Well, so you probably looked this up the last time. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I just didn't know the words. Yeah. Well, I had another book that's got all those adjustments in one book.
Gotcha. Abilities.
He's talking about the adjustment.
Yeah. See, none of that's filled out on mine.
No, it's not. What's your, it's not. What's your dexterity?
18.
Hang on.
Yeah, at least that.
It is now.
Yeah, so yeah, I found an answer. What are y'all buying? You got chainmail.
What's the next thing up?
I got chainmail.
Full plate, half plate. Yeah, you can get a half plate, which is plate. You know, it's
how much is that?
Full plate's like a knight in shining. You know, it's the suits.
I don't
in the
want
museums. So you want half plate, which is
just a basic kind of chest,
kind of like chest armor,
kind of like the hound. When, like,
you can still move.
You can still move around, but you know.
Yeah.
Your legs, you know.
How much is that?
That would put you at a 2 armor class.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I would win the world. How much are you going to charge me for that, though? I got 25 gold.
No.
Shh, don't tell me.
600 gold.
That's it? I got 10,000 gold.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
600 gold.
I got a 10,000 gold valued ring too.
Don't be like that.
I got the money, honey.
You got splint mail, which is heavy. It's 200 gold, and it's basically the same armor class.
Yeah, but it's heavy and it's gonna weight down.
It's
ain't gonna bother my big ass.
That'll slow you down a little bit.
Nah, girl.
Half plate, half plate weighs 50 pounds, splint mail weighs 45.
Oh shit.
Full plate weighs the same as half plate.
Alright, I want to get the split plate.
You want to get the splint mail?
Yeah.
200 gold.
So split mail.
How much is 200 gold out of platinum?
I'm just going to put minus.
Yeah.
And we'll do that later.
Yeah, put minus. Put minus.
Minus 600?
600. Oh, no,
200.
I want full half plate is 600.
Yeah, I want the half plate.
Minus 600 for armor, and we'll do the calculations later.
You do have minus 200.
Yeah, for split. And what's that put my armor class?
It should put your armor class. It's going to be your start base is 10, So then it's a minus seven, so it's going to put it at three, and I think I give you the one, so it's going to give you a two.
Two.
What's the damage on my dirk?
A dirk?
It just one, says one.
Like 1d3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
So what do we go down to now?
It just says one.
I don't know, but our class goes down.
No, that's a slash. It don't say. What is my dirk?
It goes down to two. Two.
Oh, yeah. We get to change our armor class to two.
Yeah.
Son of a...
They have weapons here, too?
Yeah. 1d4. 1d4 on your dirk.
Is there a better dirk for sale there? I like having a boot knife. Sometimes I don't search for that.
Yeah, just regular stuff. Ain't nothing special.
Alright, I would like to buy a sword.
Okay, what kind of sword do you want?
What are my options in this place?
Quadzu.
Just kidding. We have a long sword, medium-sized long sword. We have a short sword. You have a two-bladed sword, large. You have a short sword. You have a bastard sword.
What is a two-bladed sword?
A bastard sword.
I don't mean to get a delay of game penalty here, but is there a magic shop in this town?
No.
What's the attack on that?
I think you know what I want.
Delay of game.
I want to get my shit blessed. Some enchantments.
1d8.
You know what I used to have in another campaign? I had a magic dagger. You know that old
bastard sword.
You know Guardians of the Galaxy where he's got that little dart and he whistles and it just flies?
Arrow, yeah.
So that's sort of like what my dagger did. It floated and I just threw it, told it to go stab people.
What's the attack?
It didn't have a really high attack rate, but, I mean, it was awesome to have.
Yeah, pretty good long range.
Go stab that bitch over there.
1d10. All right, I'd like to buy dirt, too.
I ain't got dirt, I got daggers.
Oh, I had dagger work.
I think it's going to take the whole
What's the attack damage on that? Is it plus one or?
It's a 1d10.
I mean, I'm talking about on this part.
They'll have one.
Yeah,
you just put 1d10 on there.
Yeah,
that's what I put right there.
And what's the dagger? 1d4? 1d4. All right, how much did those two set me back?
35 gold, 15 gold on the sword and 2 silver on the,
God,
there it is. On the dirt dagger.
What about 35
gold?
Good deals on some weapons there.
35.
It's like
15 gold and 25
discount
silver.
Weapons up in this bitch.
2 silver.
Yeah.
All right, is there anything that you can suggest we might need on further adventures, Mr. Shopkeep?
You need some bedding, some rope. I'm going to tell you.
Yes. Good idea.
Which I think I have. Just a bedroll.
Okay, I'd like to go to the general store now. Since I have finished my...
Oh, here we go. I got rope, bedrolls, wineskins.
Hey, does a sheath come with my bag?
Look, you need rope, bedrolls, wineskins, and tinderbox. Those are things you have to have.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to die.
I don't want to see a yellow flag coming across the field.
I wish I had one of those.
You would throw it on us a lot.
I think I've got some.
Like a little...
A rest flag? No, I've got cards. Yellow card, and red card from soccer.
Oh, you would just put the shameless promotion bell by you and you can ring it? There you go.
Palm muted ring.
All right.
All right, kind sir. We are ready.
So y'all are rested. And y'all are...
Geared up.
Got y'all's provisions. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
The keep say, hey, y'all been in town for a while. Are y'all gonna be staying here, or what are y'all doing? What's your plan?
We're adventurers looking for our next mission and looking for work. We just wrapped up.
It's funny you should ask.
You don't say.
I have worked for you, and I'm not
a son of a bitch.
I'm not a bartender. I used to be, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
But I, so I'm still connected.
You got them inside.
So I can still got work for you. Do y'all remember where y'all was at? Y'all come off of a mountain range or whatever.
Came out of a lake. It spit us out into a lake, and then we saw the town in the distance.
But, if y'all keep going southward, y'all will end up at the coastline.
Okay.
And he tells y'all to go to the coastline and go to the docks and look for the one-winged dragon, and then they need help.
One-winged dragon.
That's the name of the boat.
Are we in the Forgotten Realms?
You're in the world.
In the world?
You're in the world.
Are we in the land? Are we on the planet of Fiddick?
You're in the planet of Fiddick. Within the Forgotten Realms. Right. You're in the world of Tol. I think that's how it's pronounced. Which is where Forgotten Realms is. Tol.
It's the next level shit right there, man. All right, how many days hike is that?
It's not far.
So we don't need, like, horses and shit?
Well, yeah, I mean, make it quicker with horses always.
But, yeah, well, I'm going to go to
stay. You have to board them when you get there because you're going on the boat. So.
Well, if we rent them, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
So let's go to the livery.
Do y'all want to go to the stables and rent some horses?
Let's go.
Yes, let's go to the livery and rent horses.
The livery.
Stables is where you board and feed. Livery is where you rent horses.
Well,
we got a delivery on Gunsmoke, but you know.
Let's go to the glue factory. Let's go to the glue factory and rescue some horses. I'm gonna ride on my rescue.
Ride one of them like on a little rascal's sway back.
You better hope they got a Clydesdale for you, Bubba.
I was gonna say I need a big ass horse. Nah, I'm only 7 feet tall. Do they have Clydesdale?
They got draft horses or wolf horses.
Well, there you go. That's the same thing.
It's fine. Just rent it.
Just rent it. Then lease to own. Don't put too many miles on it.
This place ain't called Faber's Leasing.
It's like, quit doing it. It's a lease.
It's called Hertz.
Hurts. Yeah. Hurt your pocketbook.
Hurts rent a horse.
All right, we go over to the stables or whatever his proper bullshit word is for it and ask how much the horses are.
All right.
We're going to the coast.
Well, I know the guy y'all need help with.
We need a one-way.
I know the guy, and I know the guy at the other stables. So just take the horses and drop them off at those stables and go eat and go.
Okay.
Good deal.
And you're not charging us nothing for that?
No.
I'm not reading anything into that at all. Let's go.
I'm going to throw these yellow flags.
Mount up, boys. Let's go.
Let's go.
Get flags. Yeah.
South we go, sir.
Y'all got some coconut? Y'all get there, it ain't far. It's only, 10 or so miles. It's not a big long, especially on the horses.
There's no wonder he didn't charge us.
Yeah, so it's not very far. Y'all could have walked, but it's 10 freaking miles.
We might have had an accountant.
I didn't want you to. I wrote the thing. I didn't wrote getting to the thing. So I just want to get you to the thing. Y'all want to go?
Yeah, because last time we screwed up getting to the.
Y'all want to go freaking shopping?
Sometimes the adventure is the journey.
Oh, yeah, it is. While y'all shopping for the person,
beer, please.
You get on the boat, and you get to the boat. The guy, he's your stereotypical type of person that would be on the boat. What they call him? Swashbucklery. Yeah. He don't have a patch or nothing.
Does he have a wooden leg?
No.
Or down.
He does have a bird on his shoulder.
Bird.
He just has a finger that does this.
Yeah.
He can't afford a parrot. He's got a parakeet.
He's got a bird. And he's just got
a pigeon.
Yeah. Light germs. His pointy finger just does this.
He's got trigger finger going on.
He says he just needs some people just in case he's going. And he sends people to man the boat. You know. He can handle the pirates and stuff that are out there. He can handle stuff unless they board, and then his guys don't really know what to do at that point. You know, they could fight in a bar, but you know, as far as tactical fighting and stuff like that, they have trouble when they get boarded taking over, he said. So I just need somebody to be Marines on the boat, basically.
Okay, so we're working security. We're not deckhands.
Right, you're just working security.
Okay.
That's all I need, and it's a short trip. So get you there, you know.
Let's do it.
And if anybody comes on the boat, kick their ass. That's what I'm asking. Now, you know, gotta eat your own food, unless you want to work as a deckhand, then I'll feed you. So, it's like that.
We didn't bring any food.
No, you didn't.
How long till we leave? Till we set sail? We got like an hour or so?
Yeah,
a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to run to...
Is there like a barbecue hut, like anywhere within a...
Let's get three packs of rations.
I'm going to run, to the... market and grab like some merit rations.
Basically a trail mix of beef jerky and shit like that, non-perishable. Yeah.
I doubt they had.
If you just say a week's worth of rations for three, they'll know what to get.
Yeah. So I'm going to go get a week's worth of rations for one.
Well, I guess I need to go too then.
Each. One for each of us. Okay, I'm back at the boat now. The ship.
He did it quick so he wouldn't get a delay of game.
Did it quick.
I mean, that's all we needed.
Y'all go on a boat. The boat's going.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat, man. I'm on a boat. Look at my legs and shit.
So what are we going to do on this boat?
What time of day is it?
Noon.
So sail at high noon. Which way are we traveling? Does that matter?
North.
Okay.
East. Yeah, northeast.
Okay.
Y'all are not out there on the seas very long, and y'all see a boat behind y'all.
Big boat?
Big boat.
Black sails.
Should we tell somebody?
Probably. There's a little dude.
Yeah, there's somebody in a crow's nest.
He sees it.
Okay.
He's freaking out.
Incoming!
They're getting harpoons and all that kind of stuff ready. Because ain't no cannonins yet.
No cannonins yet.
Cannonins. Ain't no cannons.
Like they haven't been invented yet, or we just ain't got enough money to buy them?
We're going to buy them.
This is a lower level ship.
Yeah, we're finna blow up that.
There's no in this area that have any. So, it's all harpoons, shit like that. Alright, what do y'all do?
Watching this boat coming towards us.
Watching the boat.
Just watching.
Alright. The boat comes in. And, of course, it's got its pirate flag flying in the thing. They know it's a pirate. Y'all know y'all finna get attacked. I'm not talking very loud.
Yeah, you're not, do I need to do a perception check to see if there's any other boats behind us, flanking us or anything?
It's just the one boat. It's a bright day. I mean, there's no way you cannot see the boat.
Okay.
Or any other boats. Y'all get within seeing distance. It's a surly bunch of folks. I think they call them surly. In pirate speak.
Yeah.
There's some rough looking bunch of folks on there. And you see them. They're loading harpoons up. They finna shoot.
Okay, so we're just going right into this.
Yeah, we're going right into it.
Let's do it.
So our only weapons available is
y'all's weapons.
And harpoons.
Are the other people on the ship getting harpoons ready, or do we need to grab some harpoons?
Yeah, they're getting harpoons ready.
So we just need to wait for them to board the ship,
right?
Because that's kind of what he said, I guess.
Oh, God, I'll follow the board. Because y'all just bought a brand new plate.
I'm a big old badass. I ain't gonna worry about weight.
I can swim.
Can you trade water and armor?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I rolled for that shit.
But what about if I'm on your back?
But, y'all been traveling for about 4 or 5 hours with nothing until y'all seen this guy. And then they come up on y'all pretty quick. They're arming their little harpoons and stuff. And, you see two of them shoot. But they shoot over y'all. And they got a chain running between both harpoons. You can.
Uh-oh.
You don't know what it's going to do, but you pretty much get the idea of what it's going to do.
It's a mass busting.
Yeah, exactly. Son of a bitches. Yeah, you got it visualized?
Yeah.
Is our boat shooting harpoons back yet?
Yeah, they shot back.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're running back and forth, but you hear a loud crack and a dude scream. You hear him flashing over the water because he pretty much took the crow's nest out, took the mast out.
Poor little tank thing's gone.
The little eyeball in the sky, he fell in the water. Y'all are dead in the water now. Took y'all's sails out.
Yeah.
But they're coming around y'all. They got grappled hooks coming over the edges.
Pull out pulling in.
How many people are on our boat?
On y'all's boat, there's about 15.
And how many are we outnumbered?
No. It's about matched.
Yeah, because only three of us are fighters.
And I'm sure it's safe to say we could just sit back and let them defend the boat and we'll be fine. Isn't that how it works?
All right, well, look, I'm going to take my sword and go and try to hack at the lines on the grappling hooks. All right.
Yeah.
That's working.
I'm with him, too.
Want to roll?
No. It's the master's. It's right there. And it's actually working better than you thought it would, because, you know, you got people pulling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're throwing them along the length of the boat.
Yeah. Like they would do. Like
they would do in pulling the boat toward y'all. When they're cutting, so they're pulling, so it's throwing the bow or stern.
Which is buying more time for the harpoonists to do their thing.
Right. They're getting close quarter weapons now. Harpoons, then they're close now. They're
so we got any archers on our boat?
No, but they do.
Oh,
hey, you're an elk.
I have a bow.
Shoot them.
Well, get to work.
No, shoot Jimmy in the eye, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot.
All right. Who are you shooting? Which one are you shooting? There's about 15 people.
Number 14.
Give me that.
Graph paper or
graph paper.
Yay, we need to use graph paper. Yippee!
Roughly, each person stands for about three people, right?
And I'm on this side of them. Or?
Yeah, you're right here, and you're directly across broadside.
Oh, we're broadside now.
Yeah,
broadside. Okay, broadside.
Cool. They are broadside, but they're
swapping him up. I'm going for. I'm gonna go for him.
Okay.
At 25?
Yeah.
Well, I should have found out where you was at in relation to him on the boat first.
Well,
is there any more harpoons like laying around? Like I can pick one up.
I'm
an
elf.
They're all mounted.
I'm an elf.
No, the harpoons itself? Yes, there are.
Can I just grab one and throw it at somebody? Yeah. I'm pretty strong. I can chunk one that far.
Yes. No, yeah. If you feel the need.
Right, here we go.
I would love to.
It's about from here to my...
I want to...
The couch in there.
Oh, man, I hit him in the eye. What are you talking about?
All right, here we go. Three. I missed.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you missed.
Yeah, I told you.
Wait, hold on.
Me from here to him from here.
Did you roll 27?
No.
You have to do that.
8.
Strength. Top.
Top one.
19.
Go over to that plus right there. What does it say?
Hit probability is +3.
All right, add it to the roll.
All right. That's 11.
11. Okay, you still missed. But now you know how to do it. All
right. I want to shoot again.
I want to pick up another one.
Wait, hold on.
Get him. I mean, that hurt.
Way to go there, buddy.
I thought it was you.
Oh, did I do that?
No, he didn't have one.
Yeah,
that's
what I said.
You missed the guy you was aiming
for. Oh, I missed the guy I was aiming for. Hit somebody else.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I
love those accidentals.
It's congested.
But you just hurt him. You ain't killed him.
Hey, I'll...
It is what it is.
One less asshole in the world.
Right.
Alright. I want to try to shoot again.
No, you already went. It's Kyle's turn.
Kyle,
what are you doing?
Kyle, I may just be standing there watching.
Still cutting ropes.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep hacking at grappling ropes.
Okay.
I mean, the more I can keep cutting, maybe we can stay a little bit further away.
The more you can screw up their plan.
I So they're still not quite close enough for us to.
This is what would confuse me about being a DM is how do you roll for rope cut probability?
It's a rope. It's dead. It's there.
But they're constantly chunking more. Like you've got a lot of mathematical things
happening. I'm getting there. There are mathematical things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I would
trick equations.
Up on. Yeah, I couldn't do that shit.
All right, there's five of them shot arrows at Joe.
They're still not close enough, like, for us to board yet or nothing.
Not just from here to the couch.
All the guys with the arrows missed, but the one of those grappling hook guys, he did.
He hit me with the grappling hook?
He took the grappling hook. Did he get outside?
Damn it.
Oh, Lord.
What's my damage?
Not much. Cause
what did he get into?
It just tinges his eye.
It just tinges it and sticks.
It's looking as well.
It's two damage.
Two damage?
You're maintaining one end. The one end is getting close enough where a skinny little bastard could jump across if they wanted to.
I'm fessing to put my cloak on, my invisibility cloak, and jump across. And start trying to hammer him out.
Okay. It's not a bad idea. I'm like, who's killing us?
Well, they seen him put a cloak on there, so they're looking at
him. Hey, I tell him this in the game, okay, as my character. When I see him putting this cloak on, I say, hey, if we get over there, make sure we know where you're at.
Right.
Pull your hood off.
Because we can't see you either.
Right.
And I don't want to cut you, and I don't want to get cut by you. That the visibility cloak goes both ways.
Exactly. I mean, I can only duck and dodge so much.
Everybody rolled a six header.
Six. Didn't want to do all I got to have it. Which one's a six?
Three.
Okay, let's put the
Monopoly eight. Dice.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. Four.
Five.
Three. I win. I go first.
What the hell? You rolling for a dragon?
15 people to maintain.
Damn, somebody just critted.
Yeah. I'm gonna hope a day and get that with a grappling hook. Alright. Shit. Alright. You guys stay with Earl.
Alright.
And a dude with two swords jumped over on there.
Am I already on the other boat?
No, he was not over there yet.
Okay.
But you're right there in front of his face because he got initiative before you, and so.
Okay, well, I'm going to go after the guy that just jumped over.
Yeah, because he don't see you because you got your cloak on.
Right. I'm going to go after.
So you get a free juggle.
How much damage did I take?
Oh.
Not that I want some, I'm just.
One.
Just take and stab.
It's just a scratch.
Just take and stab.
Yeah, I just want to stab him.
Okay, with your sword or your dagger or what?
I'm going to stab him with my sword.
Your sword?
My bastard sword.
Okay. Alright. Roll.
100 wounds, I'm just going to
get a plus three.
Plus three.
That roll plus your other roll plus.
Hey.
Seven plus three is 11.
Plus your hit probability.
Hit.
Strength.
7 and 3 is 10.
Strength.
Plus 1.
11.
So 11.
Your hit probability is plus 1. What's your strength?
17.
And you get a plus 1?
Yeah.
So it's 11?
11.
Okay.
Alright. You hit him.
Hit.
Awesome.
The arrow did not hit my abs, did it? Because it would have ricocheted.
Yeah, that's what he said. It stuck.
Roll again.
Roll again?
Yeah.
Eight.
Nine.
Plus 12.
12. And roll your damage.
Which was
twice.
Which was damage?
What's your sword? What's your sword damage?
Sword damage?
1D what?
1D10.
Okay, roll that twice.
Which was a 10?
That's a 12.
That's a 10.
Yeah, that's a 10,
that'll work.
10. And roll it again. then that's a one.
Yeah. Okay. This is technically the 10, but yeah, that'll work. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So, 7.
Yeah.
7 damage?
7.
Okay.
This one is like 10 through 90, and that's 1 through... They're both the same thing.
That one's a percentage.
Okay.
This is just your teens, but you can use...
Okay.
If you only had this, you could roll this and say, okay, 50.
Yeah.
Instead of 5.
Gotcha.
If you were rolling for 10s.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, they don't like laying down.
Yeah, he died.
Yay! So now there's 14 versus... I don't know how many other guys.
No, 13. He already killed one.
It's
you killed one.
That's Josh's turn to go now. That was all from his advantage.
Do we need to roll for initiative again, or are we already initiated?
This is your initiative.
Am I close enough to use my claymore on somebody, or
do
it's Germ's turn, isn't it?
No. It's Germ's turn.
Alright, so now I want to jump across.
Right. Then that would be your action.
Alright, so
you're across.
Does he have to roll for
No. Okay. It's just right now it's just jump, it's like jumping over the bar.
Okay, well, shit, he just jumped across. I don't want to chunk him.
But it's still a length of a boat.
Well, you said that they're tipped this way. I know where he was.
Because he just killed that guy.
Yeah, throw the opposite direction.
Not the opposite direction, but...
The bar you hear.
In a way to where I know I'm not going to hit him in that direction. Like, if he's jumped over here,
I'm
going to try to get one of these sons of bitches.
He jumped over here.
This one here is your next closest one.
This is where he jumped.
I'm aiming for him. That way, if I miss, I might hit him.
You should be right about here, because right. I'm right, right here, up in here.
He's right in here cutting these. Because the ropes, when they cut these
which
ropes...
Which is causing the boat to drift away.
That's me right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of throwing at an angle across here. Really hard, chunking a harpoon. Right.
Roll hit.
5 plus 3, 8.
Y'all ready to freeze him?
No, you did not hit.
I'm going to start rolling that.
Hit that guy again. That dude needs to get out of the way.
All right, so it's my turn?
Yeah. These two guys jump overboard.
Jump overboard?
The
they jump over in the...
I want to take a harpoon. Is there one?
There's not one near you. Because the harpoons are on the back of the boat.
Hey, I'm throwing them down.
Shit. Right there.
Where you're cutting the rope, take one of those grapples and fling it somebody.
You do. I don't know. Roll me intelligence here. Just roll me a 20-sided dice.
I hope you got some articles. You got smart.
What's your intelligence?
Oh, yeah.
16.
You do realize there's, since you're cutting ropes, you do have 8 to 10 grabbing hooks.
Yeah.
You know, ropes attached to it just laying in front of you.
Yeah. Let's pick one of them up and chunk it.
All right, I'm going to pick one up and... Throw it at the guy that's just, this guy right here that just
jumped in the water.
Off.
Just
yeah.
All right. Roll a hit. Get up. Never mind.
You hit yourself.
You dropped the germs. I flubbed.
You hit the invisible guy.
You dropped it on your toe.
In the ass.
No, because I'm over here still.
Yeah, but a flub doesn't mean you can go anywhere.
Yeah, up your butt cheek. You've got a big grappling hook hanging out your ass.
Roll me a percentage. You're hoping for where the other one too.
Which one?
That one too. You're hoping for under 50.
Okay. Yep, 43.
All right, you hit the deck. It just hits the side of the boat and falls in the water.
Okay.
What would happen if you rolled over 50?
It'd hit one of the guys. It'd hit one of the guys.
It'd hit one of our guys.
It'd hit one of the guys. Okay. It'd hit somebody on his side of the boat. And I had to roll to see which one it hit.
Gotcha.
So you basically throw like my brother.
Yeah. Everything's percentages. It's all statistics.
Yeah. Is it my turn? Or is it their turn?
It's mischief.
Come on, baby. Son of a bitch.
No, 6 out.
Oh, good. I was just practicing with that one.
All right.
Still.
Initiative.
You roll what?
Initiative.
6 out.
Actually, you get done. You don't roll.
Six.
You go last.
I go last?
Yeah.
Right.
You go first. Well, actually, you go first. Because you're invisible.
Yeah. All right.
You are initiative.
I want.
You're right here.
Yeah. I want to take my dagger out.
This guy's dead right there.
And sneak up on this one. Actually, no. I want to sneak behind him and take him out.
Okay. Well,
the one mark keeps tinging.
All right.
So I'm going to try to sneak behind him. Take him out with my dagger. 20.
Yeah.
Alright, I said I'm going to do it left-handed this time.
You get a plus 4.
17.
Plus 4 is
20. Plus your hit probability.
I'm going to say you hit him.
It's 25.
You got to get that overkill.
Or 22.
Strength is your hit probability.
By the way, in case you're wondering, this grid,
plus one.
This grid paper printed too small.
Right.
Plus 1.
Okay, you hit him.
Three. All right, now roll a damage. Does he have to roll a damage?
Yeah, he rolls a damage.
Which one's
four sider?
Four?
One, yeah, it's probably a 1d4.
The diamond. The
pyramid.
The
pyramid. Yeah.
Three.
Plus your damage adjustment.
Damage is plus 1.
Okay, 4.
Damn, I got plus 7.
And your damage adjustment?
Yeah, how'd I do that?
What's your strength?
19.
Okay.
Well, you're a level 4, too. I'm a level 2.
Yeah, he did.
Yay!
All right, Mark.
Busy and excited now. Everybody wants to play. It's their own little people.
Somebody died? I want to play! Okay, where am I in relation to these two guys that jumped in the water? How far away is that?
Get your Bromont. Yeah, where's right Bromont?
Bromont just died.
I just killed Bromont.
There you go.
Put a goblin man over there in Bromont's place.
This is what Mark looks like.
That's my character.
His name's Bromont.
I'm a half orc.
Whatever you do, don't throw it that one.
Let me ask you this. Who's closer, some of those other assholes on the boat or the people in the water?
You're here.
That's relative relations.
I'm behind him.
So if you can harpoon one of these bitches.
I want to add insult to injury. I want to pick up like two harpoons and just
throw them in the water?
Throw them at the guys in the water, yeah.
Okay, well, they're at the edge of the boat now. It's going to be hard because you throw them back.
Yeah, you're
so they've come up
they're,
under.
They're coming line. Under kill
out. They're out of my line
right,
of sight.
Right, they're out of your line of sight.
Well, then, screw that plan. I guess I'm just going to pick up another harpoon or
grappling hook
and around. Toss it.
You're going to kill me.
Okay.
Well, no, you're over here still, aren't you?
No, I'm right behind him now.
You didn't try it, though, Rob.
What?
Rob.
Sorry, Germ. I thought you were still
here. I hope you don't.
I told you not to do that while I go.
Yeah, but.
One.
You are over there.
Four. Four, actually.
No, I don't count. You rolled a one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rolled a one.
That's a flub. It don't matter what your.
You done tanked me.
What's your strength?
19. Minus 18 for stupidity.
If you're lucky, it'd just bounce off the,
I thought Germ was still over here.
No, he just killed this guy.
Technically,
he's over here because he just killed that guy. But...
No, all right. These two guys are in the water, but I said each one of those guys represented three people. So these two.
So you got six people in the water?
No.
Okay. Just those two.
Just those two.
Here. There we go. You're surrounded by more people than you realize.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because there's 15 of them all together. You got a hot seat right there. Yeah. Go over and try to make you invisible.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pull a little
pervert. All right, Mark, roll me a percentage.
Nineteen.
All right, you didn't get hit, Jer. Yeah, but he gets a free attack.
Oh, it ain't free. It's gonna cost him in the end.
20.
Never mind. I'm dead.
Because he's an archer.
Damn, I'm gonna take another arrow. Hope it hits me in the abs. It'll bounce off.
Nope. 6 damage.
Shit! I can't do this all day.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Hey, where did it hit me? Because I've always wanted to do this when I get hit by an arrow. Like they do in the movies, like break it off all dramatically.
But you're wearing plate armor.
Oh, yeah. It hit me in the throat, probably.
He can still pierce it, though.
Yeah, it can at that range, for sure. Yeah. I just put minus 7 because I had minus 1 on the other one. I just raised it.
Here, please.
Yes. Well.
Go
gonna have to freeze our guys.
Where you at, Kella?
Right there.
That's you right there.
Yep, that's me.
You hear something. You hear noise. You hear shit. Well,
of course, there's a battle.
Well, there's in the battle. You hear,
motherfucking climbing up inside the boat.
I hear them climbing up
you
inside
hear
the boat.
You hear, no, you don't hear them climbing. You've been expecting that, obviously, but you don't hear them. You hear them making a racket, though. You just don't know what it is.
Oh, shit. I'm going to take a grappling hook and look over to see what they're doing.
With the rope on it or not a rope on it?
It's got a rope on it.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
Do I need to roll for that?
You going to try to...
Yeah, I'm going to try to actually... I'm going to snag them like an old catfish.
Roll. I got you. We're on the same page.
16.
Oh, yeah. You hit. You hear it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal. But can I see what they were trying to do?
Oh, you cannot see what they were trying to do.
So I don't know if they're, like, trying to set up a little medieval bomb up under there.
A medieval bomb?
Cut a hole in the
They boat, do. It's cannonball with a fuse.
Yeah. Cut a hole in the
boat. What are you doing? You got him hooked.
I got him. I'm pulling that son of a bitch on up.
What's your strength?
19.
All right, you
no, 18.
All right, you pulling that son of a bitch on up. Because you can see, because the boat's swinging out, just that point of view. You see him tugging up a dude on a grappling hook.
And he sees what they're doing.
And you see what they're doing.
But you can't tell me because...
Can we get a free attack on that guy because he's defenseless?
From your position, probably not because he's still hard to hit. But yeah, he's defenseless. You got him hooked right behind the shoulder blade.
Because like if he's got him pulling up and the dude's like, I just want to walk up and...
He's hooked right behind
him. Just claymore him across the neck.
Kellogg's pulling him up from here and you're here.
See, the thing is, there's one more down there still making some racket.
Well, I mean, once you get this guy up, he's not dead. You still got to fight
him. Yeah, but there's a battle going on, and I don't want to interrogate him. What are you doing?
I wasn't going to interrogate him. I was going to cut his head off.
Oh, well,
while you had him on the hook, I was going
to... Well, then take a step
over. I was
going to
alley-oop that son of a bitch while you had him set up.
Take a step over and do what you got to do. But...
He said I was too far away.
You're too far away to hit him.
I don't want to take my turn walking over there.
Okay. Just
I just thought if it was convenient.
You're close enough to walk.
If I was standing next to a guy pulling a guy up with a hook, I would just pull my claymore out and cut his head off.
But
be done with him.
But you could walk over there and still attack in one turn.
In one turn. Okay.
So it's not that far. If that's what you choose to do.
Okay. But it's not my turn, though.
But what are you doing? You're surrounded by a bunch of people. They can't see you, but you're still surrounded by them.
They gotta know something's going on.
You just, well, not
as
right
far as
yet.
They know, yeah. I mean, they think a harpoon's just being thrown.
But this guy was already been. This guy was injured already, so they seen him fall down. They don't know if he just was succumbed to his
wounds. Well,
he's got a different vantage point than we do.
Yeah. Right. He's on their side. Y'all were actually throwing stuff at him.
Is this how you do it? Holy crew, bitch.
Oh,
I'm alive.
Sorry. Did you say I can see what they were doing?
Yeah.
So I need to try to sneak back across.
There's about 9 or 10 people surrounding you. 3 of them are bow and arrows, and they're shooting across the boat. You're in amongst them with your sword out.
I'm going to take my bow and shoot the guy in the water.
Okay.
Because they're going to think it's one of them shooting an arrow.
All right, shoot.
13.
How does that work? When he draws his bow, they can't see that. But once he looses the arrow and it passes the field of view, the arrow...
They're going to see the arrow go by their face.
They'll see... Doop, but they won't know where it's coming from, probably.
They'll know it's coming from behind them. Because they know y'all ain't got bows in it, bow and arrows.
Yeah. So what's your parameter on that? Like, how far does the arrow travel before it becomes visible? Before it escapes the magic of the cloak?
As soon as it leaves that.
Passes the shaft of the boat.
Right. As soon as it leaves.
Well, I'm just going to pass a bad ninja.
But he did hit. That's what arrows sound like.
I caught it.
Even when they hit flesh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's wearing leather armor. You did hit him. Roll a... did you have your damage for your arrows on there?
Damage for my arrows?
Roll a 6-sider.
I got
my should bow. Have it listed here. Yeah, longbow. What's your damage on it?
1d8.
Okay, roll 8 sided. That's a 12. That's 10.
There you go.
That's good. 4.
4. Alright. Plus your damage adjustment.
Damage adjustment. Plus 1.
Alright, 5.
5.
Okay. The hot chick, as soon as she heard the hum of a bowstring behind her, she goes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she does. Roll initiative.
Stick and move on the map. Yeah, that's a little better.
You guys roll a 6 out of
it. Why do I keep doing that? I guess because I'm just used to it. Yeah. I'd say I'm already getting ready for 5th edition. Right, 20 for everything. Well, no, that's good, too.
Yeah, but I got better. So there you go. What you got? Oh, yeah, you got to roll this time.
Okay.
Mr. Shoot a bow behind people.
2.
6. That makes sense, because you're furthest away. The one who went,
Yeah.
She just kind of blindly swings a sword behind her, because, you know.
That's what you do.
It's a magical world.
Yeah.
These things are possible.
What else? What other weapons do you have other than bow?
Short sword, long sword, dagger.
Dang you.
Or butt bastard, rather.
You weapon heavy.
What's your armor class?
Mine? 2.
2.
She's gonna hear a tank.
Dang! Yeah. You didn't take no damage.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt at all.
I was gonna say, don't she get like a major disadvantage of.
Yeah, she does get a major disadvantage. She's not going to do any damage this time.
But she knows he's there.
She knows he's there.
So I got to run for us, run.
That or kill her.
Well, I can do that too.
Yeah, you got to be quick.
Yeah. All right, you got to hit. All
right, that's I got to hit her.
It's y'all's attack. Y'all's two.
Us two.
So you got to wait. That was her attack. No, I got to attack for the other guys. Kelly, you noticed that the plane that y'all are on, you're lower.
He done drilled a hole in the bottom of the boat.
Okay. All the arrows missed.
Sweet.
Every one of them.
Nice.
But, and two of the guys are moved closer. The bow guys are right here. So these guys move to the tied off area here.
The bow.
That's so close and preparing to jump across.
How close behind each other are these? Right behind each other?
Right behind each other.
Am I close enough to lunge and swing?
With your claymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do a crow hawk swing.
Okay.
With a crow hawk is, don't you?
I wanna do that.
You want a crow hawk swing these guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to hit both of them if I get lucky.
Okay.
I'm all about two birds, one stone.
Roll. 27.
I was trying to find it. Come on, baby.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hit probability?
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
Both?
Roll again. 12. With a 12? Yeah, you hit them both.
Nice. I'm all about that.
So what's your damage?
Well, I haven't rolled for that yet. It'll be
2d4.
Well, no. 2d4 plus.
You forgot your pluses on your hit too.
No, I said hit probability.
No, plus he added them.
Look down there. Look at your pluses right there.
Right there.
What's that one say?
Oh, attack plus 2, damage plus 3.
Yeah, you mad. You should have had plus 2 there.
Yeah, I might not have missed on some of them.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
Some of them you would have hit earlier. That's just with the sword, though. That's the first time you used the sword, though.
This is the first time I've used the sword.
This is the first time you used the sword. So that's right.
All
right,
so I rolled a... Or I didn't roll yet.
You need to roll a 2d8.
What'd you go?
2d... Was it 2d4? Roll 2 four-siders.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 damage for a...
2 four-siders.
I was going to say that would be low for a...
Yeah, you just kill us. It's supposed to be
better than that's a 6-sider.
I have 6. Here you go.
So 3 and two.
It's five.
Plus three and three? Or just three?
It's just
one?
Three. It's eight.
So eight.
Eight. It's eight on the first guy. The second guy, roll your two. Throw these again. Eight. And so that's one.
Plus.
And then there's one.
So two plus two. Three is five. So eight and five.
So eight and five.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, eight and five.
That didn't kill that one?
Oh, no.
Well, describe what just happened when I did that, if you don't mind.
You're changing your mind about grabbing a crawl.
And I feel so good about it.
But hold on about him.
Her?
Her. Because she did take a lot of damage, and she did die.
Now, wasn't she the one that was like looking at me a while ago?
Yeah. Right. She's trying to get away from the invisible guy.
Okay, so she's not still behind me. Or right there on me.
Hold on. This guy might die, too.
Yay, I killed two people in one swipe.
No shit.
Yes. Orc power.
A lot of people don't do that.
Oh, yeah? What they don't understand? We have a Hulk.
Just a DM. They're just dead bodies.
Nice.
A lot of people don't do it, but I do it just as an option. If you hit somebody and take over half of their hit points in one hit, it's going to put your body in
a shock.
If you gain down to that hit point, you take it all at one time, it could be a big trauma.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a big trauma, so
right.
Yeah, they died from that.
I've had it before too, where somebody takes so much damage that no matter what happens, they lose hit points every turn from bleeding out.
Yeah. A lot of people play it. Like
you hit him and you caught him in the jugular.
They pass out or something like that. Yeah. It's system shot. They died. They failed to save us there. Basically. All
right, Germ.
Alright.
But you wouldn't roll a savings throw for them unless they took half their damage from them.
From one hit.
So I'm gonna try to stab him in the back with my short sword.
Hey, they came back to life!
Yeah, they did. So hold on, though. We got four door.
Minus two, three, four.
One, you can scale two. Four is died. Five is died.
Yeah,
right?
Five is dead.
Yeah, five dead.
I've got one on a grapple, and there's one in the water.
So now, I shot at the one in the water.
You hit him.
You put a five.
Yeah, you hit him, but he isn't dead yet.
Okay.
So it's seven.
He's just bleeding out in the water. Shark's going to get him in a minute.
So that's the actual amount of people that's over here right now.
Okay.
There you go.
Who's that?
That's your seven. Because that's...
Okay, that's me.
That's your turn.
There.
All
right, I have a perception question real quick.
Okay.
You said he noticed that the boat was... Whoop.
Yeah,
you noticed it too.
Have we all noticed it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about him as much because he's not on the boat, but yeah, you noticed.
Okay.
It's listing to one end. One side, actually, yeah.
So what I need to do is... How many of them are shooting bows? And how many of them are like...
There's two shooting bows now.
Which two are shooting bows?
These two on the end. There's two dead bodies right there.
I don't know if I can do it or not, but I want to try to do like him and try to do a double swipe with my bastard sword.
Yeah. Go for it.
Alright.
I'm glad you changed weapons.
Five.
Plus two
is seven.
Plus
nothing. But you hit because you.
But his hit probabilities plus one. Plus no, one. That's plus.
That's attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Damage
so that's
is plus two.
That's the plus two. You hit plus your attack. Okay.
Well, he's attacking with his new sword though.
Huh?
You're attacking with your bastard sword, right?
It's 10.
Oh shit! Bastard sword. Yeah, so I was looking at his.
But you hit because he gets a plus for being. Invisible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you hit.
Alright, so.
Now your damage.
You only
is
hit
what?
One, though. You hit one dude.
Okay. So, which one do I do? No.
Well, you gotta look at it. What is it?
1d10.
1d10?
D10.
That's 12.
12.
Yeah, roll that number, huh?
Eight.
Damage adjustment.
Damage adjustment plus two, 10.
Where'd you get that at?
That's not your bastard sword.
Huh?
That's not your
You talking about up here?
Yeah.
Oh, plus one. Nine.
And he's dead.
Wait. I'm trying to clear off the path a little bit where you can jump across. Since your boat's sinking, we're going to need a boat.
And, since you've done that, this guy turns around, this guy turns around, and this guy turns around.
Oh, sucky.
I'm going to go hide behind a crate.
Do you run? You hide?
I'm going to go hide.
Okay.
You know what I would do? I wouldn't hide.
Stick and move, little Mike.
I'll hide for a minute. I
mean, you're
invisible. You're an archer.
You feel a sharp pain in your shoulder.
Yay. Mark's going to hit me with a harpoon.
I haven't attacked.
No.
I killed my people.
Let's see here.
Which one did you say died? That one? Or you already flipped
this one died.
Okay.
He already moved the bodies.
So they need to stab me.
It's like a video game. Their bodies just disappear after a minute.
Your shoulder.
You just tore your rotator cuff.
He's finna find out. Bigger you. What's your weight?
My weight?
What's your weight?
About 130.
130?
Big boy, aren't you?
I'm only
5'6".
130
pounds. Good lord.
6'2".
You're skinny.
Yeah, dude. You're a twig.
I'm an elf.
Yeah, but you're a half elf.
Yeah, you can be, yeah.
You should be a lot bigger than that.
Okay, well, how big should I be?
You better start eating them rations.
You're 130 pounds now.
There, my weight's 400.
Mine's 220.
Does that say 30 or 50? I can't even tell.
400, that's kind of high for a 7-foot.
Not really.
It's all in my abs, isn't it? That's why I carry most of my weight. It's in
my abs. I think I said 3.
All right, well, you just got hit by a grappling hook.
Oh, yay.
And you weigh 130 pounds.
So I'm going in the water.
Yeah, you just got jerked.
The guy has like an 18 strength. Your feet just left the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, how much damage did you take?
No. We'll tell you when he hits the water.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll give you a percentage of that grappling hook coming out.
Ugh.
You better hope it comes out and you tread water.
Yeah.
Your 130 pound ass with 50 pounds of armor and...
I got strong legs, though. I walk on
grab the hook.
I fall in the water. I'm taking my armor off.
Grab the hook came out. 17 strength.
Yeah.
Okay. He slung your ass. Well, 130 pounds plus your armor.
Let me guess. 50. He's over here by homeboy that's with the boat, ain't he?
He didn't hit the water because he's got 50 pounds of armor on. He couldn't chunk him that far.
So I hit the side of the boat over here. I'm in front of him now.
You sit this. He just jerked you back.
So my ass is over here.
You're over here in front.
Well, yeah, you're in the water right there. There you go.
The grappling hook did fall out.
So what did you roll for that? Is that a savings throw?
It's a percentage. I mean, it's basically what it is. That's how I do a lot of stuff. It's not actually the rules, but that's just how I play it. There's a percentage for everything happening. Like Vegas odds or something.
Yeah, 50-50 shot.
Like there's a like the one he just failed. There's a chance that cloak comes off.
Yeah,
that's what I was just thinking.
Cause he just got chunked.
Yeah.
And
even though the grappling hook come out.
I mean, he just hit the ground in a clump, like you know, boom, come up a set, you know.
Hey, bro, Mark, how about you jump your ass?
And they know exactly where you're at right now.
Yeah, I was like, did he knock these into these two at all when he come flying?
No.
Damn it, one of them should have went overboard.
Because he just kind of like, he's this guy, he just kind of...
Okay, so he's kind of laying down in pain.
Over, right up against the edge of the boat. There wouldn't have been a railing on the boat, he'd have hit the water. But he hit the railing.
Oh, I thought that was the railing. That's the reason I put it
there. Oh, okay. Here, there's a railing.
There we go.
I got a boat there for him, so he's really right here, but just...
Yeah.
Gonna,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
One. What did I do the other? You take 7 damage.
Ooh.
Where's that?
Hit point.
Right there.
Damn. That's going to put me down.
Oh. Just put a minus 7 to it, Lloyd.
That's what I've been doing.
I've taken 7 damage.
How many hit points you got?
I didn't have a 12 after that. I started out at 22.
Well, yep, dude. After the last adventure...
Oh, okay. we rested up.
Yeah, you rested up.
You're back up at 22. Yeah.
Okay.
Start from 22, not from...
Okay.
right.
It's like if you got hurt right now, next week you're not still gonna be the same amount of hurt.
Right, right. Okay.
Heal.
That's why most people use blank paper to keep up with everything.
Right, I got you.
And tally it at the end of the day.
Yeah, your damage doesn't last forever.
Alright.
Most of that lasts forever.
Yeah. You did. Daniel coming back from that.
Unless you're friends with some kind of crazy necromancer.
Or a ghost hunter.
Whose turn is it?
It's initiative.
It's mine.
No, it's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah. You got old dude from a dang.
If I got him pulled up.
You got him. You can see his head. I mean, yeah.
Right. He's still fishing with that.
You notice he has a, it's like a little war axe. A war axe. And he's just kind of flinging it up there. He can't really hit you because you got one arm already jacked up this way. You got him under the shoulder blade.
All right. Well,
he's just kind of flinging.
Am I able to draw my sword?
Absolutely.
While I'm holding the rope?
Yeah.
I then clock him in the head, shoulder, neck area. This.
You're just trying to fuck him up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, he's already half dead. I've got him damn gilled, basically.
Okay, yeah, just roll.
Let's see what
20 sided dice.
No, 13.
Yeah, you do. Anything but a flood, then you're good.
Yeah.
Right. You witnessed the most brutal thing you've ever seen in your life.
And you kind of got a chubby from it.
Damn. Kelly, don't play.
Murder!
Alright. You can tell after at least the second hit, he's dead.
Right,
he's jacked up. You want to take your grappling hook out? You just let him go?
I'm going to let him go. Grappling hook's going to add a little bit more weight. He'll sink.
All right.
Give you
10%. If you get under 10%.
I'm going to say, I hope that he falls on this guy.
You get under 10%.
Ooh.
No, he don't hit him.
Damn, I still got that.
The under 10%, you'd have hit him. If you took time to aim your percentage, you'd have got
that. Yeah, I thought about that after I said drop it. Then I was like, oh, shit. I should have been more specific.
Because you had to swing him up, you know, because you got the contour of the boat.
Okay, do we all roll initiative again?
No, you got to roll initiative, yeah.
Which one's initiative?
Six.
Yeah, no, I'm last.
Yeah. Four.
High is not good.
Two. Go. You can't go. You're all decayed. You got to get up off the ground.
Yeah. I'm writhing in pain.
All right, so
it's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn. You're going to die?
I've got healing potions. That's what
you going to do? Drink it?
Yeah, I'm going to drink it.
Times.
I'm going to roll around and flop.
Seven people
you
left.
You fixed your hit points, though.
I'm going to put this in.
What are you at right now?
22 minus 7.
You're not going to die. Not right now.
Yeah. You got 15 points. You need to quit bumping into the ball, too.
I'm going to put this into a perspective the way I think it would play out.
Right.
Well, you have somebody laying down prone like he is. People that would swarm, they're just basically just trying to curb stomp him or injure him or whatever. So what happens.
If they see he's there.
Yeah,
my cloak came off now.
His cloak came off.
Oh, it did.
So you see the pile of, you've seen there's eight, there were seven left. Four of them went to go whoop up on Jern.
Four of them.
That'd be, better Hulk smash.
That'd be three of them.
That left,
You got six on the ship. One right here. So you'd have three.
There was eight total in that one. One in the water.
Yeah, I got you.
There's eight total or seven on the boat. Four of them went to go curb stomp Germ.
Okay. Wait, did I kill one of them though a while ago?
No.
Yeah,
he's already 15 gone.
Okay, all right, that's right.
There's three left. Yeah. And them being over anxious just to just jack somebody up that's laying on the ground, they're basically literally just stomping him.
They don't see nothing.
Well, they see him, but they're just stomping
him. I mean,
they don't see Mark or
They're literally just stomping him. And these two are archers. They're just sitting there with their bow and arrows.
No, that's what I said. I thought I took out one of the archers.
Yeah, there's four archers. There's four total?
There's four total. He took out Mark.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The minis do help.
Yeah, they
perspective.
Do. Perspective. So there's three people, two of them with...
Because this will be confusing without that.
Yeah, with long-range weapons. One of them with not long-range weapons. And four of the people with not long-range weapons are curb-stomping Jern.
Okay.
Okay. But you don't really take much damage. I've been in that situation before. You don't really get as hurt as bad as you think you do.
Well, it's not like they're stabbing you.
Right, because they're
still. Unless you got armor on, too.
You're wearing armor. You're probably defending yourself.
Yeah. I've been in the bottom of a pile like that. You just ball up, you don't get hurt. Grab a foot.
He's talking real life.
Yeah.
You must have been to some of the whiskey joints I've been to.
You just grab a foot.
Yeah. Right.
You're from West Point, you just pull him in. Pull him in.
Oh, yeah, you're from West Point.
You pull him under the pie there, never know their buddy's gone.
Right. They're stomping him. They think they're stomping you.
All right, go ahead.
I roll last, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's me.
It's your turn now.
Well, these are just, they're just stomping on you.
So are you still fishing with him?
No. I am fixing to probably do something really stupid.
Man, yeah, that's the way I like it.
I am going to take my turn to run down to the bottom of the ship.
What are you going to try to plug the hole?
Plug the hole and hopefully be able to stick old boy right here through the hole he's made. We're sinking.
But the bottom of the ship is going to be underwater, too.
Not underwater.
No, it takes a lot to sink.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
There's a lot of water.
Yeah, but they're going to have water resistance.
And we are only tilted a little bit right now. Because in time perspective, it's only
And what did he have in his hand? This little axe. You just got a guy with an axe down there.
War axe.
Yeah.
Poking holes in the hole.
Yeah, so it's not a big hole. It's enough to offset a little bit. But
we could probably make it from to where we're going with that size hole in the boat.
With the bilge pump,
Of course, we don't have a sail, but just say.
Right. I got you.
How did they pump
where
the bilge back
there? Could just steal their ship.
Hang on. You know what? You just made a very good point.
With the bellows pump. Like a pump. Like, I mean, they have pumps, but long.
Just a hand pump.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to... I canceled that last action if I can.
All right.
I'm going to try to run over as close as I can to get ready to jump over to the ship.
Okay.
And then what?
Well, I mean, it's one turn getting that far.
Yeah, it's getting that far is going to be it.
Okay, yeah, so you want
to
be...
You can get over here if you want to get over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the ship.
You want to get to that point or you want to get all the way over?
I want to get to that point to where I can jump to the ship.
And you can toss that.
What's the rest of these idiots doing on our ship that are like non-fighters?
They're non-fighters.
They're non-fighters.
Are they not harpooning still?
No. They're non-fighters.
Yeah, but they were
harpooning. That's what we're
just
for.
To take the boat out before it gets there. After it gets close quarters, it's not no. They're
chicken
good.
Shit.
You know, good. Everything's done.
I mean, that's the reason we took this mission.
Get ready to cook. All the prep work's done.
So you just used your turn running over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is it the bad guy's turn?
No, it's your turn.
Your turn.
I'm six. Is he already
went? Yeah, I already went.
Have you went?
Yeah, I'm first.
Yeah, he's getting.
Oh, yeah, you're getting curbs. I keep forgetting. Yeah. Okay. Now. As we just covered, the people on the ship with us are not fighters, but they're equipped to handle a situation if they're aware of it.
They're trying to fix the mast, trying to...
Do they know the boat is sinking?
They're trying to deal with all that.
They're dealing... Okay.
So that's the reason I canceled my action, because...
Because I was just going to... Like what you did, you were going to go down there and try to help, but I was just going to yell out, hey, the boat's sinking.
They're trying to get...
So that the people that are there on the boat that work on boats know...
They're trying to get away.
Because our job is to fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so I fight.
Some of them got hit with arrows over there.
Start picking the
Would it take my complete turn to get from here to the curb stompers? Or could I get there and attack somehow?
Yeah, but you gotta think, we got three people right here in our way.
They're shooting arrows.
Two of them are.
They're gonna draw their attention.
And well, that guy, I'm not worried about him right now. He don't have a long way
to go. You can get to the archers and attack.
I could.
We need to take them out so they're not killing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll do that then.
And that's kind
if I can
of
get there and attack,
is.
Then that's what I want to
get
do.
Get to the archers.
Same deal. I want to lunge and sweep.
All right. You can actually play jump from there where you're at.
I want to jump and just swing.
He said probably.
If I decapitate both of them, yeah.
roll a dexterity check.
Oh, shit.
I got a 15.
If you were to attempt to jump from where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'd be the quickest way without losing an attack, right?
Without having to go around.
Now, if I can run around there carefully and still attack, then I'm all about it.
You got two dead bodies.
I'm gonna mail them a letter.
You got two dead bodies right here too.
To hurdle.
They would.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump.
They would expect to jump. You get an element of surprise if you jump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
want a beer too?
No. I do.
So that just means I made my jump, right?
Yeah. You made your jump.
Oh, yeah.
So now do I need to roll to hit?
Right.
We're here too, Mr. Barkeep.
I meant to ask how many, how much did you get
earlier? Whee! Critical hit!
No, dude.
The boat's dead.
I don't have to roll damage. No. I killed both of them?
Killed both of them.
Another two from one. I have killed four people with two attacks.
Bye-bye.
I ain't trying to brag, but I'm finna Mark Kling some of this whiskey over here. Where'd my beer go?
In this?
I can't Mark Kling my beer.
You didn't even get you one.
That little guy.
He jumped off the boat.
Your poor bitch and jumped off the boat.
So there's only four left.
See, a 7-foot dude jumped through the air and
decapitated two people.
He jumped off the boat.
I would too.
He literally just proved my point. They have pirates. We have a Hulk. They're leaping across.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, I'm on the boat that's not sinking.
Another reason I canceled my action.
Can we steal their boat? I guess we can if we win.
We're gonna have to. That boat's dead in the water.
Ness initiative again.
Our boat's
initiative
gone,
again.
And I go last.
Four.
Two.
Three.
So it's me, right?
You don't get an initiative. You're getting stomped in the face right now.
Oh, I could do something.
You know, okay.
You get a try. I'll give you a chance to grab a foot in a minute. You go and move on over.
I'm gonna move over carefully over the four dead bodies there because I don't want to slip, fall, and drown. I then go to attack the guy that is, his back is toward me, that's curb stomping.
All these are back. They're double faced, but all these backs. These two guys can see y'all, but they're looking down.
Yeah.
But so they can't see you.
This is what I want to do, and I don't know if this is a double attack or if it's going to. I want to run, attack him, this guy right here from this side, and hopefully when I attack him, I hit that guy, and maybe it knocks him over. Maybe. No, I said, that's what I want to try.
All right. Okay.
Never hurts to try.
Never hurts to try.
What happened to me when I tried?
So you're going to kind of come running around Bromok?
Yeah, I'm going to try to just kind of come around Bromok, attack the big guy in the back, and hopefully as I attack him, it kills him, he falls forward, and boom, boom.
Gotcha.
I get a two.
But then you
got
to worry about him getting down in the water with the other guys start hacking.
I don't care about that one. Yeah. Well, we can take care of them in a minute.
No, they're in the water. They're at a bad advantage. Roll.
10.
Plus what?
What's your plus?
I don't have none of that filled
plus
out.
Plus 3.
So 13.
Yeah, you hit him.
Good dude.
Yeah, you hit him.
I got 1d8. Shit, I didn't specify what I want to attack with.
Oh, well, I assumed your primary weapon.
Yeah.
What was your last attack? Sword. You already had your long sword out.
Yeah.
Because you attacked somebody with it already.
Yeah.
So you would have to put it up and get something else out if you were...
1d8.
Do you aim or go for his back? You said back.
I go for his back.
Go for his back.
I mean, I'm just... Like I said, I'm wanting to...
These kind of...
attack him in the back and hope...
You approach him like this.
Hopefully he falls over... Hits the other guy and knocks that guy into the water.
All right.
Is what I'm hoping for.
Alright, you hit him. I mean, pretty nice cleaving. We'll roll damage.
Seven.
What's your, it's going to be at least two.
Nine.
So nine. Nine off of 1d8. It's not bad.
No, it's not.
He falls forward. He lurches forward, but he don't knock it. But he falls. Okay. He falls into him.
But at least it keeps it. That's two people. That's momentarily not stomping.
But you basically did you keep your momentum forward, or did you just attack? Or did you
no,
just
I was going. I'm trying to go through him because I want to. Like I said,
right.
I wanted to hit him, attack him,
right.
Kill him, and hopefully. When I done that, him fall into the other guy.
When you
guy.
Come around, you hit him with your forward motion. You brought you back to back, face to back with him.
Okay.
And they're all crumpled up. You get a free attack against the dude who just got hit.
Okay, so he didn't kill him. So
is he standing straight up?
No.
He's hunkered.
He's all.
No, I was just thinking, you know, but if he's kind of bent over, I'll just, you know.
Thrust, parry.
Thrust, like... right straight through the heart from the back.
Okay.
Just straight impalement.
Straight impalement.
Parlay.
To get, you know, yeah, okay. Because he's kind of
double-handed,
right,
thrust through the back into the.
He looks bigger
than
the
organs.
Now this guy falls over.
And takes.
He's laid on top of him.
He's not hurt. The guy.
He just got a big old dude on top of him.
A big old dead dude.
But that was your free attack, so.
You get a free attack.
This is your choice. You get a free attack?
Because that dude's in front of you. We're not worried about initiative now. We're
gonna. I'm going to kill the guy on the bottom right now.
Just sticker. Joe Pesci did
that. You're going to prison shank that son of a bitch. Right.
Teach him what it's like to be Italian. They bail?
They bail.
Woo! We win!
Hang on. They ain't dead. They're just in the water.
Jump up.
They bailed, just like the other little gremlin.
This guy bailed too.
How treacherous are these waters?
No. I mean, they're not.
How deep? I mean, we just set sail.
Yeah. I mean, but they're.
Yeah, we've been on the water for like 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I need to set up.
I mean, they ain't fixing to.
I mean, if they're like in this deep of water, I mean, they'll probably be okay.
Yeah. I mean, they know how to swim. But, man, they're swimming.
But they're going to get tired after 4 to 6 hours of sailing.
There's
two people swimming. All right. And AI's boat. You took out their whole crew out of their boat.
What about homie down here still?
And you know he's gone. I mean, he bailed too. He's swimming with him.
Y'all not going to come over here and pick your brother up?
We just saved your life. You can get yourself up.
No shit. You better stay there and rest.
You didn't take
bit.
Any lethal
real
damage.
Damage.
Real lethal damage.
Right.
It's just a flesh wound. Just a flesh wound. I've still got a couple of arrows sticking out of me.
Yeah.
I broke one of them off dramatically. Like. Somebody heat up a knife in the fire. I'm ready to go back in.
Damn, we didn't even got this a battle. We didn't even got to the. Good for you,
all right. Well, since we just finished this battle, can we take a 5-minute break?
Yeah.
To pee and smoke real quick.
That's a good little encounter, though. I haven't heard in a while. I haven't done a ship battle in a long time.
Yeah.
In the red.
All right. Now it's not
so
up
we
to
won.
Us.
We won the battle.
It's not up to
we
us.
We searched the boat for treasures or
they had
anything
no treasure,
interesting.
But
or
they had some supplies.
Some
did
booty?
They have any winches?
But they had no booty. They had no winches, but they had supplies.
Okay, well, it's not up to us to help repair the ship, is it?
No, they're just going
to. So they're going to scavenge whatever they need to.
We're just there to fight.
They're just going to abandon the other ship and take this one. Because
that's what
ship.
I was thinking. Okay, so yeah.
They're going to
try to tow the old one around.
Not really, because I mean, they just.
It's not our problem, it's not our boat. So.
Right.
But that's what I was saying. That's just not
they're
our
gonna,
problem.
They're going to come back and get it later, basically.
Did I pick my cloak back up?
Yeah, you got your.
Okay.
Did you pick your cloak back up?
I did pick my cloak back up.
You know, yeah.
I made a beeline for that cloak.
He's just the guide. He's not telling you what to do.
You tell me what you do, and I'll let you know.
I made a beeline.
He'll let you know if you can do it.
All right, well, y'all get over there. Y'all get on the boat. He starts moving on down the waterway.
We're going to our destination.
Going to the destination. He says it's going to be a change of plans since all that happened. He says he's going to have to drop y'all off, and come back on a back trip to pick y'all up.
Dropping us off.
At the destination.
Okay, destination.
He's gonna drop y'all off somewhere, and they gonna move up somewhere else and get some more supplies.
Great provision and stuff.
You know, he don't want to keep y'all on the boat too long.
Yeah,
because he's having to pay us.
Right.
He said he's gonna drop us off at this little island. It's got like some little small village where y'all can.
I need to get my.
Y'all can get y'all.
We need doctor
taken care of.
Yeah.
And,
I need a local apothecary.
y'all can get fixed up and. They'll be back around in a 10-day or a fortnight.
This is a little small town.
It's a fortnight, 10 days?
Fortnight is.
I thought it was 14.
14.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
10 days. 2 weeks.
14 days is 2 weeks.
A fortnight, I have no idea what a fortnight is.
I thought a fortnight was 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 14 days.
He's saying a 10 day is 2 weeks.
In a business day, maybe. A week is 7 days.
I don't know if it goes exactly by that.
I think it does.
I didn't think it did, because they always talk about it on
Game of Thrones. I always thought it to be.
I'm Googling it.
Shit, we got a Google machine.
I'm Googling it.
Okay. What is a fortnight?
Yeah, what is a fortnight? How many days is a fortnight?
All right. Y'all pull up, and there's this island. It's got a high cliff area. And it's got this weird contraption out there.
14 days.
Is a fortnight?
Fortnight's 2 weeks.
What's a 10-day? 10 days?
10 days.
A business fortnight.
Business fortnight.
Okay, so we're going to be on this island roughly for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Half a fortnight, 7 days, a week. You could have just said a week, huh?
Yeah, he could have.
You could have.
Had he known, he would have.
Well, there might have been another thing for a week
right
then. So, yeah. All right, we're good.
A little description here. Let's get on.
There's a contraption.
There's a little contraption. It's like a, because it's a high cliff, so it looks like a, basically a manual elevator.
Okay.
Like on the wall.
That's what I was just thinking.
Like on the wall.
Yeah.
Except there's no ice. And it's not that tall.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I'm trying to visualize this. It's an island, so it's got water all the way around it.
All the way around it.
But yet it's got a mountain.
Well, it's a cliff. It's a high island.
Okay.
God, don't
to get us up to the island
right,
from the.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. I gotcha.
It's kind of like England. If you go to the cliffs of Dover,
like think of Ireland.
Yeah. That is a cliff.
I got you. I'm with you. Okay, so we get there.
Get there.
We ride up the.
Y'all get on the elevator, and y'all have to do it yourself.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
I got arrows in me. I'll do it.
We'll take turns.
I've only gotten 7 damage.
Y'all took your stuff.
Me and you were taking turns, I guess.
There's a beaten path. He doesn't know. It's woods. Woods and seagulls. And sand. And rock.
There is a path.
There is a beaten path. There used to be a path. No. You can tell where that path
is. So it's growing over path.
It's a growing over path.
I thought you said there was a town.
Yeah.
We gotta find it.
Here comes the adventure.
We're going on an adventure.
Hey guys, say we just take this unbeaten path and see where it goes.
We don't see anything else?
Aye. No. Trees. Weeds.
I rolled a 2. Did I see anything else?
No. Didn't grow shit.
Matter of fact, you just lost a path.
You seen a pretty bug.
It's a butterfly.
You saw a little pygmy hanging from the tree.
Okay, we're going to walk down the path.
Walk down the path. Y'all are heading south.
Okay.
On the path. Yeah. No way.
So, we went north. We was going northeast.
Y'all going north.
Hit the island.
Y'all got to the island. Y'all were headed north.
So we just walked off the cliff.
Yes. Y'all going north on the island. Y'all went up on the island about midway.
Let's back up for a second. So the guy on the boat dropped us off and said there's a town here that can help you with your wounds.
Right.
We went up the elevator and all we see is a path.
You're right.
So this guy didn't give us directions
cliff
to this town?
No. Cliff of the island, elevator. So y'all got off midway and y'all are headed this way.
I lean over the cliff and go, hey, where the f*** is this town? All I see is a path. They're gone.
Follow the yellow road.
Your directions suck, sir.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we're following the path.
Follow the path. All right,
follow the path.
Okay. Where's Bromok?
Put your cloak on. I'm just kidding.
No.
Actually,
put your cloak on and go ahead.
Put your cloak on, just in case.
Actually, well, because we don't know where you are when you have that thing on.
Yeah, I'm kicking you in the ass cheek as you go.
Y'all follow the path. Walk around.
Actually, it'd be more like this. I'm hiding behind. I'm hiding between y'all.
The beaten path.
Wait, I thought. Oh yeah.
Gets more beaten. But it's just not. It don't look like this. It's been traveled. It's just grass don't grow.
It has been traveled a lot, but not here recently.
Not here recently, exactly.
Okay.
It's a worn path. You can tell if it's a worn path.
It's a rut.
When was it worn? That is the question. But you can tell there is a significant area that is more road-like than the rest.
Okay. Do we notice anything out of the ordinary?
Since you're looking, yes.
What?
You notice some dilapidated structures that are overgrown.
Okay. How overgrown?
Overgrown.
So like years.
Yeah, like more like centuries.
I'm starting to think the guy that dropped us off was an asshole. Yeah. He's straight up lied.
Centuries.
He just don't want to pay us.
I'm gonna sink his boat. The new one. And the old one.
You just got D&D version of Shanghai, I guess. I don't know. What
yeah.
We got catfished.
Y'all got catfished.
We should ask for payment up front.
There's a hot chick waiting on y'all. Catfished.
I always ask for payment up front.
You're right.
At least we could have got half of it.
Still on the island with your payment.
Yeah, it really wouldn't matter unless we didn't build a raft it. And go all castaway.
We're going to be Wilson! Here for a minute. On a 3 hour tour.
Okay. Well, how far away from these relics of civilization are we? You say we notice them, but are they in the distance? Or
they're right off the beaten path. They're like right there.
Just right there beside us.
Yeah.
So basically that town is like...
Oh, yeah. It's
not that town.
It was once a town.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go explore.
Yeah, go explore.
Would y'all like to go explore? We can at least find some place to crash for the night and
watch for movie traps.
You be split up and explore? Or?
What? No, just us just kind of.
Y'all traveling around the ghost town.
Oh, shit.
How the hell do we transport Ravenloft? the Forgotten Realms.
I got my cloak on. It don't matter where I tell you I'm going. You ain't going to know where I'm at.
I just want to be funny.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna step off the path to this ancient civilization that once was and kind of look around.
What time of day is it?
Noon.
Still?
No, I'm playing.
That's been the
same. Just before
it's about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Hey,
we're gonna have
it's about like now time. It's the, yeah.
So we literally have like an hour-ish.
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
2 hours before dark.
So we got time to explore for about an hour before we make camp.
Before we find someplace safe.
Because we've got food, tinderbox, all that bedding. Like, we don't have to prep. We don't have to, like, take a lot of time to prep our camp like Survivor Man.
Gotcha.
So we can use a little bit of time to look around and see what...
That's what I was saying. We just kind of explore a little bit, find a good, safe location to camp, and see if we find anything in the process that's not rusted or petrified. What's the first building we come to?
It's a building. I mean, you really can't tell what it is. I mean, I don't have a roof.
No roof.
It's a stone structure with no roof. You can see where it collapsed a long time ago.
I'm going to keep going past it. Do we see anything that resembles a temple or a...
Not right now.
Not
right now. You do not. But not in this area. But you could tell this was probably some...
Settlement?
Wasn't residential.
It was residential?
It's not residential.
Oh, it's not residential.
It's more of a market type area.
Yeah, we need to walk on a little further then, because market's all going to be right there together.
Yeah, and all those are going to be, if it's that overgrown, and he said centuries.
There's probably not going to have a lot of nothing there useful.
Not unless it's something magical.
Jerem, you noticed something.
You're doing it.
Uh-oh.
I am doing it again. You noticed something.
I did notice something. You're doing it again.
You noticed some a little fence about waist high. Little iron fence with some bushes in it. But you notice the fence.
Right.
Not waste that.
So I found a garden.
Decorative iron work.
Alright. Is it elfish?
Oh no, you have no idea.
I'm gonna go
He's
look
not
at it.
Intelligent enough right. to know, no, or he just doesn't recognize
it.
He's
not recognizing. He's not recognizing.
He's not recognizing. Okay.
He does not recognize
I'm gonna go look at it. Check it out.
Do you see some, what, you know, is obviously some type of sarcophagus-type graves inside there.
Oh,
no, we don't know this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you can, it's not nothing hidden, but it's, well, it's hidden because it's overgrown. It ain't attempted to be hidden.
Yeah.
We're going to have zombies.
But there's some...
Zombies.
There's some sarcophagus in there.
Okay.
Pretty intelligent shit.
Which one is that one?
The 20-sided dice.
20? 19.
Nice!
You notice that there's a
I mean, there's shit everywhere. And, you know, there's something uniform about some of the, all of the tombs.
There's a lot of royalty.
There's about 15, 20 of them. They all have a single rose on it. Some of them are fresh, some of them are dead. All have a single rose. When I say fresh, it's still colored.
Right.
Some of them are just, you know.
Not wilted. Some of
them
are wilted.
But even if it is wilted, it's still not 100.
So somebody else is on that island to be putting roses out there.
That's a pretty good assumption.
Okay, yeah. Now the reason I asked if we noticed, because if we didn't notice and he hasn't told us, me and Bromock are still walking forward because he's invisible.
Oh, was you invisible?
He put his cloak on as soon as we hit the top.
Y'all didn't see him looking at it, but it's...
Well, hey,
so does he stop us?
Hey, come here. Check this out.
You hear somebody, you hear a whistling.
I take the hood off. Y'all. I take the hood off. You can see me now. His
goober head.
His big floating head.
Okay, so we walk.
Gotcha.
What's the markings like?
Yeah.
Is the legible like writing?
Yeah, but it's,
the,
it's ancient. It's ancient language.
Like so hieroglyphics. None of us understand?
None of y'all understand. Absolutely.
Break out the Necronomicon.
Because it's better that way.
Oh, it's better that way.
It's Phidic language.
Break out the Necronomicon.
It's better for me. I don't
from the island of Phidic.
Yeah. The island of Phidic.
Okay. Do we want to keep exploring, or now that we know that there is somebody here, do you want to try to find them?
What's the difference? We don't know where we are.
Yeah. I mean, we can keep exploring until dark and then camp here, or we can just say, hey, screw keep this
going.
Ancient.
I want to keep going. I want to get a little... Something tells me to get a
little... melancholy ogre over here.
Something tells me...
I mean, we don't know where we are.
Where we're at.
It's like...
Does it matter
anymore? Do we want to try to find these people? Or do we want to... What's the difference?
I don't even care anymore.
Something. It's the same thing. We don't know where we are.
Something tells me we need to keep...
They didn't write a manual forward. For this.
That's where you're supposed to be.
We need to keep moving forward and get a... Get
okay.
A little bit
melancholy
ogre. away from this graveyard.
Okay, so let's get back on the beaten path and fucking book.
With that in mind, of what we just saw.
Yes. We're not
grave robbing. With that in mind, y'all
we,
start.
We are of a suspicious mind, sir.
Say it ever to me now. You start seeing other smaller cemeteries. With the similar stuff, with the roses, some fresh, some not as fresh, but some like brand new, like still
bouquet,
still moist.
Do we notice anything that is the same?
I have a feeling
on any of these sarcophaguses,
no.
Tombstones.
It's I mean,
so there's no markings
going
that
through,
look similar.
The only thing you do notice is there is nothing to notice. It makes no difference whatsoever. The similarities they have is it's a resting place.
One of the tombstones, even if
it's a stick with a marking on it, there's a rose on the ground, or if it's an elaborate sarcophagus, there's a rose.
One of the roses that looks
the freshest,
not necessarily the freshest, but not dead.
Uh-huh.
I pick it up and smell one of them and put it back where I found it.
It smells like an old rose.
Nothing. Watch out, because every rose
has
a thorn.
Nothing magical about it.
Nothing magical.
Okay.
Go you
back
smell to, roses, though.
Go back to your elders.
Now that you've done that, you smell roses.
Nah. I feel like we're fishing to call in a trip.
Like there's a... All y'all do, there's a large...
Bouquet smell.
Aroma of roses in the air. This is getting stronger the further y'all walk down the path.
I know where we're at. We're at High Garden.
I take my sword, or my dirk, actually, and I whittle me out of one of these trees a wooden stake.
Okay.
Guess we're seeing damn vampires around here.
Well, it's still daytime.
Weird shit. Why are you here? You showed me a Ravenloft book.
Yeah, he's got, look, he's got Elvis on the brain with suspicious minds, and I told Kelly, I said, I feel like we're fixing to be caught in a trap.
Journalism experience points for all that he just said.
Damn it.
Y'all keep walking with your wooden stake.
How, are we in the tree line at all?
Yeah, there's a tree line on each side of y'all.
It's just a path.
It's just one, but...
I mean, it's not going to witch's
dance. It's not dense forest.
No, you see, but you can see...
It's just kind of sparsely.
Sparsely.
Okay.
But it
what
is
about
a forest.
Wildlife. We're just seeing seagulls. Are we seeing any?
Oh, you seen seagulls closer when he's at the coastline, but not so much now. Just normal stuff.
No woodland birds, creatures.
Normal woodland creatures.
Nothing that makes us go.
How did they get there?
Nothing to make us go. Why is that here?
Nothing to make you go. Hmm.
Things to make you go. Hmm.
Yeah.
So none of the animals look.
Yeah, I've noticed that the further y'all walk, there's not as many ruins as y'all have been seeing. It's so closely tied together. You're getting more out.
So not as many cemeteries is what you're saying?
There are, but they're not. I mean, before they were more consolidated together. Now they're more spread out.
But you can tell there's been a lot of people on this island.
Then you can see more of the now. The cemeteries you just see are probably the less fortunate cemeteries. They're not. There wasn't
Potter's Fields.
Yeah, that wasn't very elaborate.
Yeah,
but it's still the smell of the roses is getting.
It's
stronger.
Getting stronger and stronger the more y'all walk.
Why does it smell like roses? Are we getting close to the flower shop? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's keep walking and find out.
I bet we're going to run into a car.
Y'all start walking, and you notice there's more grass in the, like grass, in the path now. The path is like...
It's less trodden?
Less trodden, and it's starting to get more grass.
Okay. That's not good.
Might be.
But, and it's like, the aroma is like... Craziness right now, how much it smells like. I hope you ain't got allergies. Happy to sneeze right now.
Which, if any of us, do you think would have like the best climbing abilities? What would that be? Like to climb a tree?
Germ.
Yeah. Could you find like a tall tree?
Vantage point.
Give us a vantage point, like see if you see anything.
A clearing, smoke.
Anything ahead, behind.
Lights.
Yeah, I'll do that.
See if you can look ahead.
You book up a tree. Y'all ain't even worried about where your mail, your plate. You get up the tree, clanking like crazy.
If it was a problem, he probably would have shed it.
Right.
It went up.
But,
now he's saying noise factor, stealth factor.
He'd make us a ragged. He'd get up there, he's just making us a ragged. And you can see, you're not too far away. You see where the source of the smell is coming from. You can see it. I mean, you can holler it down if you want to. But,
no.
You can say, I see what you. You see it. You know exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah, I'll just nod at him, and then when I come back down, I'll explain what I see. All
right.
But he observed in every direction, like...
Yeah. It's a bunch of forest, for the most part, except for one clearing that's up ahead, and that's where y'all headed.
Okay.
And from where you can see, there's a stronghold up ahead. It's like an outpost, basically. It's like a octagon shape. You can't really tell that much from where he was at, but it's a roundish building with
but
flats.
It is a semi-recent structure.
You can't tell that from here, but it is a
inhabitable.
Intact structure.
Yeah, inhabitable.
It's not in ruins.
It's not in ruins.
It's head that way.
Within an elaborate rose garden.
Well, you gotta
all the way around.
You gotta come down the tree first.
All the way around it. Like you don't know how. He's just seen it. He don't know how tall it is or big it is, but
so you're talking through the looking glass kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
from garden.
Where you can see it, it's a big.
There's a huge rose garden in the
surrounding
middle of
the this. Yeah.
All right. Well, once he shimmies back down the tree, I'd like to head that way.
Yeah, because if somebody put a rose on every grave, and this place is surrounded by roses, it sounds like they're using the roses to protect them from something.
Good point. So we need to get
how
there
long will it take
nightfall?
Us to get from where we're...
Not far.
We head towards the roses.
You get there, and he told y'all what y'all seen, but he couldn't really convey. It's roses. The rose bushes are over your head.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the structure is... The structure is probably 50 to 60 feet deep. Which basically looks...
You got the and rose bushes
not gonna grow
surrounding
the,
it.
You basically got a donut of a structure here, rounded structure, with 60 feet this way of roses surrounding
and no
the entire.
Way in.
Through the roses, the only way in. You can see. You can see the.
We got an armor.
You know how the bed of how you got vegetation, how stuff dies. You can see it's like the bottom of the base of these rose bushes are like this.
Oh, God. So you're talking, yeah,
hundreds. The thorns are like this.
But yeah. Can they pierce armor?
No, they could. Roses are about this big around.
Good God.
It's,
wow.
It's,
but now the roses that we're seeing now that we've gotten there, are they different than the roses we saw on the graves? So there were big roses on the graves, too.
Big,
well, there are roses on the grave, but the ones on the bushes are massive.
They're massive. I mean, it came from them. Yeah, there's their side, but the biggest rose. They look just like a normal rose. They're just bigger. Stalks, stems.
Very healthy roses.
Very healthy roses. Okay. He just got the roses.
Maybe we shrank on the way there.
He got the roses that were easy.
He's only 130 pounds.
That were easy to obtain is what.
But I'm 6'2". And stuff. Okay. And that's nothing to brag about.
Anorexic.
But that's what you see. I mean, and
one of us needs to step inside the rose garden.
The grass, the field is.
How tall are you?
6'6".
It's like freshly.
Yeah, no. You're almost as tall as me.
Yeah.
What are you? 6'6". Are you a human?
Yeah. 6'6".
I'm a basketball player.
Yeah.
I'm Italian.
He said he's going to step inside the rose garden.
I'm going to step inside the rose garden.
Okay.
We're going to hang back and see
bushes.
We're going to hang back and see if he gets attacked.
Yeah, see if the roses come alive. See how awesome.
I might get eaten by the roses.
Let's show you how awesome I am. You get about, let's say this is the rose area right here. You get that far.
It's about 3-4 foot in?
Yeah. Roughly. Basically a step for your height. A step and a half.
Yeah.
And you turn and walk back out. Because the thorns on your armor is causing the most ear-piercing screeching.
Yeah.
You cannot even stand it.
Okay, so you're talking 60 foot in.
And the vegetation is probably, you sank up probably ankle deep in vegetation.
So you're talking in. Roughly 120. How long would it take us to walk all the way around this?
All the way around it?
Yeah, to see if we can find a
it would take you longer.
Way in.
The
he already said there's no way in. He said, I said, is there a way in? He said, through the roses.
Yeah, there's, I mean,
but there might be a literal rabbit trail if you walk all the way around.
Y'all walk around and look.
Okay.
We didn't walk around and look. He just told us it was basically circumferenced.
We need to walk around and look.
It's completely surrounded in the roses. There's no break in them. There's nothing.
There's no.
Okay, so there's
There's no signs. No signs.
Tell me about this shrieking noise that it was making.
It was from the thorns scraping on his armor.
And it was deafening shrieking.
Deafening.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out like how.
Like that's the natural noise it was making? Or
probably the natural noise it was making.
That's how badass the thorns are. It's like a dagger against iron.
I'm trying to figure out.
You determined that it was exactly like a dagger against iron.
I'm trying to figure out.
Thorns do one, do
how, if somebody is on the inside. If somebody's on the inside of this surrounding, you know, the structure, how they're getting out to put the roses, which kind of makes me feel like. There's somebody in between here and there.
Then there's no doors that you can see either.
And we walked around. We didn't find any kind of rabbit trail of any kind.
I got an idea.
You're in the rose bushes.
No, he came out.
Oh, did he come back out?
Yeah, Anthony said he had to.
All right, as we're walking around this, we're looking up above us. Do we see anything above us that'll maybe, like if we climbed high enough, there's maybe a treehouse path, you know, a bridge?
No, there's not. Okay. The walls on this thing are about 20, 25 feet tall on the structure itself. I'm going to say about 8 foot of roses, and then it goes 60 feet to the wall. The front wall, and then so 8 minus 25 above is what you're looking at. Let me put it in the. You got the structure, the clearing,
This is 60 feet. The clearing y'all walked out of the road, where the grass started growing. This clearing is probably 100 feet of grass to the roses.
Yeah.
And then you got this place right here. You really can't tell how big that is and where you're at. But,
climb another tree.
All right. But you can tell that this is a perfect circle. The grass, this, and this is like a hexagon. So it's not a perfect circle on the inside, but the outside is a perfect circle.
Is there only one way into this
circle? This outcropping, whatever? The outcropping. There's only one way in.
I'm going to climb another tree and try to look, get an overhead view as much as I possibly can.
Okay, yeah, you're going to
lose. I'm going to walk back.
You do know something, guys, that you get in 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm going to walk back up the trail a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Look for maybe a subterranean entrance,
nope.
Cave.
You look. There's nothing. You do notice something. Man. You do. Being a melancholy ogre again.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. Give me
some advice. Come back and look with me for something other.
Yeah, for a trigger. Basically, what one would do in this situation, just look around, try to find a way into this.
Right.
All
right.
I can't find no cave. Do I see a switch or a magical tree limb that you pull, like a door handle that would open something up? Or?
But you do notice something.
Okay, what do I notice? Do I need a roll?
You notice something too.
What do I notice?
I was looking too. Do I notice
you something? You notice something too. You notice about 6 feet from the tree line. I'm going to say y'all look for a while. The entire tree line. Y'all notice about a foot apart on all the trees surrounding, there's these weird tree scars. What are tree scars? Like a tree got abraded somehow or another.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It grows a little deformity on it.
Yeah.
All the way around, exactly the same height, exactly 1 foot apart, y'all can deduce that these trees are scarred. And some of you can tell this looks like arrows, but they're iron. Iron shaft arrows. The iron shaft's about that big around. So they're large. Either large arrows or small ballistas, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But they are scarring the tree line all the way around. At the same height.
Same height. What is the height?
Six feet.
6 foot, roughly. Roughly 6 feet.
I'll stay under that.
Huh?
Well, we're all in trouble because
we're all over 6 feet tall.
So that's, let's say 5'10" is where you're. We're roughly 6 feet. But it's all the way around. Roughly 1 foot apart, all the way around.
I drop down to my knees,
uh-huh.
Pull out my dirk, and cut one of the roses.
You cut one of the roses?
You don't tell us to drop down first, too?
I'm looking on the trail. You cut one of the roses, and it's fine. Because
nothing happened.
Nothing's happened.
I don't know if that was a defense thing or something.
But you cut a rose.
A rose vine?
Yeah, a rose falls off.
Nothing happens.
I look at the rose, I smell of it, I inspect it.
It's awesome rose.
All right, well, the only thing that this tells us...
I take that rose and put it in my...
Inventory.
Oh, just to have on me.
The only thing that whole braided, that scarring area tells us is that at one time, something happened right there. We don't know how long ago.
He said it's all the way around.
Exactly.
That sounds like a defense.
Exactly. But it's only happened once. If it happened more than once, you'd have different levels.
One more thing. We try to initiate audible communication. Because if there's somebody in there, they can hear us.
We should be able to holler for them.
And we yell.
Screaming. You are initiating audible
conversation. What's up?
Hello.
Hello. We yell, you know, make contact.
Okay.
See if anybody will yell back at us.
You get shot in the heart.
You should say that. Nobody hollers back at you.
Nobody hollers back at me?
But we hear.
You're standing by the rose bushes. You're at the tree line. You're up a tree.
I'm on my knees.
You're on your knees. You're at the tree line. You're up a tree. You're at the tree line.
That's how y'all are. Are y'all all on the same side?
No.
Yeah, me and Mark are on the trail. Now, I'm not sure.
I've walked just a little bit to the right of the trail.
Okay, so he's about right there.
Okay, so y'all basically on the same quadrant.
Yeah.
Me and Mark are about like right here.
If it was a pie, y'all would be
on the same slice.
Yeah, we're on the same slice.
I can communicate.
What did I see?
This is a slice of our own. Put y'all's peoples here.
All right, where's the trail?
Should be right here.
Trail's right here.
Yeah, Mark's going to be towards the inner center.
Right there.
And I'm going to be kind of over there.
Right here.
Yeah, he's going to be right up there in the tree line.
Y'all hear the most horrible noise, clanking. Like, it's like a, I don't know what it is. Pots and pans is the only thing you can tell it is.
Makeshift armor?
That's all you can tell is pots and pans.
They got to call them.
And you see something run around this corner. You see the source of the pots and pans. And you're exactly right, Kelly. He's makeshift armor. He's got pots and pans all over him. And he's got this crazy looking hat on. You can see his eyes from where y'all are at.
He's
big around. You can tell they've got glasses on in front of his eyes. And they're like, they make his eyes look bigger. And they just get bigger when he sees y'all. And he's got these crazy tubes on him that are decorative, like little, got like a dragon face on them, and he's got them just dangling off his neck, and he says, "What are you doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all get out of here, we have to do this," and you just hear something,
you see a spark, something.
You see sparks flying everywhere, so what are y'all doing? Y'all get out of here, y'all can do this, what are y'all doing? Y'all get out of here, and he lights one, you see a fuse lighting on this, when you see a fuse lighting on this, when he's holding them up,
he's
babbling the whole entire time, talking 90 to nothing, tongue loose on both ends, flopping in the middle. Can't understand a word he's saying, but you do make out that he's like, "What are y'all doing? Y'all get out of here. Y'all are not supposed to be here." And about that time, you hear boom, boom, when them two little tubes.
Yeah, whoosh, whoosh.
Big fire shoot out the end of it. I'm gonna dice that too soon.
All right.
I'm glad I'm up in the tree with my cloak on.
Well, that just means you got further to fall if it blows that tree up.
He just missed y'all. And he's striking right now to try to strike the other.
It's not a gun either.
I go, hold up.
Makeshift cannon.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And he's like, everything's a run-on sentence.
Take your Ritalin.
He's like, what are y'all doing here?
I'm going to step toward where I'm kind of in view of him.
While he's babbling, what are y'all doing?
Where he can see me?
Yeah. While y'all babbling, what are y'all doing? He's babbling. What are y'all doing?
I'm staying quiet up in the tree.
Trying to get something out of him that makes sense.
But you can make sense. He just basically...
He's an idiot.
He's a babbler.
He's been there for a long time by himself.
He's got all this crazy stuff on him. He's weird.
He's the only one there. You know, that's...
Yeah. Are you the only one here? Are you here alone?
Yes, I'm the only one here. I'm not the only one here. There's y'all here now. If I'm not the only one here, y'all are here.
How did you get here?
Well, hey, we were dropped...
What do you think is out of
here? All right, I'm coming down the tree now.
We were dropped off here, and we just followed the path to here. Now, we've noticed all the grave sites with roses, and then we see this...
Did you touch the roses? Don't touch the roses. Like, the roses there. I put all the roses there. You notice he's got a flower basket.
Yeah.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, don't touch the roses. Please don't touch the roses. Leave the roses alone.
Well, hang on. What do you mean? What's up with the roses?
You gotta have the roses. The roses have to be there. You can't have the roses.
Why do the roses have to be there?
Because they have to be there. They're supposed to be there. And if the roses are supposed to be there, it's gotta be there.
Okay.
What is taking you? Why are y'all not talking to me? That's what he did. He's not shut up. He's talked constantly a whole time. Why are y'all not talking to me?
Hey, dude. Calm down for a second. Look.
Well, talk to me. Why are you not talking to me? I'm sure you're talking to y'all. You're not talking to me.
It's because we're trying to keep up with what you're saying.
You're
talking too fast.
We're talking too fast. If y'all want to carry on the conversation with me, carry on the conversation with me. I'm carrying on the conversation with me. Why can't you carry on the conversation
with
me?
We seek refuge. Do you refuse our refuge? Or?
Absolutely not. I love your companionship. And he's continually talking.
Why are you inviting? Are you inviting us inside?
And he's talking while you're talking. Of course
he's
talking.
We've got wine.
Do we?
We've got wine skins. Which I'm assuming they got wine in them.
There's some on the boat. Yeah. But,
Toss him a gold coin.
All right. Hey, catch.
Tank. He hits the ground. He's like,
give a shit about it.
Yeah, he goes, why are you throwing stuff at me? I didn't do anything to you. What are you throwing?
No, it's a gold coin.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. What are we doing? Why'd you throw it at me? Because if you want me to have a gift, why'd you just give it to him? Why'd you throw it at me? It's entire time. He said, if y'all want something to eat, y'all can come back to my place. Blah, blah, blah. He starts walking off.
We follow him.
We're following. We're going to follow you. We've got some food, too. We can
follow the crazy bastard.
All right. With y'all get to the crazy bastard's place. He goes, this would be a good place to camp out. Wait until next time.
Wait until next time.
He actually said, until next time.
Because I can't get... Yeah, I'm going to kill this bastard. I can't keep that up.
Mark's
hit stop. But we're gonna do the typical sleeping shifts, keep a watch thing.
Yes,
I'm assuming. Okay.
Yeah.
Just for next time, so Anthony will know we kept watch.
See, now my melancholy ogre comment on the intro makes sense. That was pretty funny. Whenever I was editing this, I put together some clips that I played. I played the group on Voxer just for a laugh. But yeah, thanks for listening. Help us think of a new name for this show. Be sure to check out our latest episodes of Real Pop Culture. We've been doing some really cool stuff over there, which is obviously taking my attention away from this show, but I'm never going to let this show go. Well, not completely. I know I kind of let it go as in don't do stuff for long periods of time, but I'm never going to just completely abandon it altogether. It's always going to be there, because hopefully I'm always going to play D&D, and why not record it and let y'all hear it? Alright, we'll see what we get into next time. Thanks for listening.